Who in Hell is Wanda Fuca? By G.M. Ford. Read by Jeff Harding. Chapter 1. Leave me alone, will you? He pleaded. Please, just leave me alone. I inched closer along the windowsill, hoping he wouldn't notice. He noticed. Stay where you are. You come any closer, I'm going to jump, you hear me? I hear you, I said. My feet hurt. I was just sitting down. Thomas Greer was standing on an 18-inch concrete ledge, 14 stories above Third Avenue, his arms extended, palms flat against the surface, fingers searching for any purchase among the breaks and cracks, his back trying to press its way through the blonde brick facing of the building. All he needed to do was cross his feet. He didn't want to talk anymore. On the other hand, he didn't look to me like he wanted to take a dive either, but I couldn't be sure. I kept my distance and waited for the professionals to arrive. They were taking their time. We live in a society where pizza'll get to you quicker than the police. The hotel manager stood half in, half out of the doorway, watching the scene in the window and keeping an eye on the hall leading to the elevators, his head swiveling out of control as if he were watching a tennis match and fast forward. In spite of the weather, he had sweat all the way through his gray silk suit in several places. I turned my attention back to the jumper. I leaned out a little and spoke to him soothingly. Come on, Greer. You don't want to do this. Before it was out of my mouth, I knew I'd made a mistake. He instantly picked up on it. How do you know my name? He asked, without ever moving his eyes from the street below. How do you know my name? Just a lucky guess, I said. It was weak.
You found us, didn't you? You're the one. She hired you, didn't you?